On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Sunday the 29th of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. High Plymouth, 1,027, expected German Bight, 1,025 by midnight tonight. Atlantic Low, expected 996 just west of Bailey by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, backing southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. South Utsira. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. West backing south later 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Fisher, German Bight. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Humber, Thames. West or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay. East or northeast 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south or southwest 4 to 6. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic, becoming south 4 to 6. Increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Rockall. Rain later, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. West becoming cyclonic, then south later 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later in Bailey. Rain later, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Westerly becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south 4, 8 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 4, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1017, rising. Lerwick, west-southwest 6, mist, 5 miles, 1008, rising. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 8 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1022, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 200 metres, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 200 metres, 1025. Jersey, west-northwest 1, rain, 200 metres, 1026, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 2, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, south-west 1, fog, 1 mile, 1026, falling more slowly. Valentia, north-northeast calm, 11 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 2, 12 miles, 1023, rising slowly. And Malin Head, southwest by west 3, 7 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: the strong southwesterly flow across northern waters will become confined to the far north of Scotland, with gale force gusts continuing here at first. Elsewhere, a ridge of high pressure will build from the south, and as a consequence, the wind will ease off to become mainly light. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers or rain in the north, good, occasionally moderate in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: west or southwest, backing south or southeast later 3 to 5, fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland: variable, mainly easterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill: variable 2 to 4, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: variable 2 to 4, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: west or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: variable, becoming southerly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time in the north. Drizzle at times, fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. The Isle of Man: variable 2 or 3, becoming south 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fog patches developing, good, occasionally very poor later. From Lochfall to Carlingford Loch: variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Fog patches later in the east, good, becoming moderate to very poor later in the east. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel: westerly, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: west or southwest, backing south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: west, backing south or southeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time. Showers, moderate or good. And finally, the Shetland Isles: west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. And that's the end of the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for this week's Bells on Sunday, which comes from Llandinget Church in Llandovery in Carmarthenshire. The church is Grade 2 listed, with a 14th century nave, and then enlarged in the 15th century, including the addition of a tower. There are 6 bells, all cast by John Taylor of Loughborough in 1933. The tenor weighs 8¾ hundredweight and is tuned to A sharp. We now hear them ringing single Canterbury doubles. Those were the bells of Llandinga Church in Llandovery in Carmarthenshire. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for this week's edition of In Touch with Peter White.
Hello.
Presentation of Bill, Secretary Liz Kendall.
Universal Credit and Personal Independence Payment Bill.
So, just 3 months after the Secretary of State for Employment presented the government's proposals for welfare reform in her green paper, we now have sight of the bill itself as it starts its journey through Parliament. As many of you will know, those proposals have caused considerable anxiety amongst blind and partially sighted people, as it seemed clear that the eligibility rules relating to personal independence payments, or PIPs, were going to be toughened in a way that threatened to exclude many blind people, and that those receiving employment-related benefits were going to face substantial cuts. We had hoped to be able to put direct